Joining me now by phone, Larry Weber with Weekend Outdoors. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Excellent.
Are you enjoying the rain?
I am, but some of our art festival booths are probably a little soggy.
Well, that's right. That's probably happened before. we've been 1 week into the wonderful month of July now so far, and it's been considerably warmer than normal, almost 6 degrees warmer than normal this first week. And we've been above 80, at least in the Duluth Weather Service has been above 80 for a high almost every day, only 2 days not. And even those 2 days was still above normal. And the low, which at this time of year can reach down to about mid-50s, we've only been down that low just one time. So definitely warmer than normal, but it's been interesting, the response. We got a good rain on the 1st, way back on Friday the 1st, but we haven't really had much at all since then until today. We're getting a pretty good rain right now. The warm weather has really brought out a lot of things. Probably the most noticeable are, for those of us who like to walk outside, are the deer flies and the horse flies and the mosquitoes at dusk. They've been just abundant lately. But in addition to that, there's a tremendous amount in the roadside wildflowers. I always find July is just fascinating with the roadside wildflowers. And there are several that really stand out. Now, unfortunately, the roadsides are where a lot of exotics, a lot of alien plants will grow. But if you put those aside and just look for some of the natives, there are many really beautiful native flowers that will bloom at this time. Maybe the most obvious right now are the huge, very tall, up to 10 feet tall, they have a flat flower on the top, the cow parsnip. Cow parsnip is native, and it's a fascinating plant. It is often eaten by bears and so forth. Huge. I can't believe a plant can grow that much. I saw some this week that were at least 10 feet tall. And as I said, they have this flat white flower at the top. Now, unfortunately, with a name like parsnip, it's easy to confuse it with the alien one called wild parsnip, which has been causing a bit of a havoc in the state of Minnesota. But cow parsnip itself is native. In addition to that, a few other native plants that I find really great at this time, the daisies kind of letting off right now, but they get replaced by the black-eyed Susans that are blooming in pretty good numbers now. And then the evening primrose. Now, walking as I do in the early morning every day, I always see the evening primrose flowers open, four yellow petals, and they open at night. There are not too many flowers in this area that bloom at night, but that one does. It takes advantage of flying moths and so forth for its pollination. And then the other two that really stand out for me in the month of July are milkweed and fireweed. And I think I mentioned last time something about how they'll bloom before the month is over. I didn't expect that by this time I would have already found them in bloom. I found both of the two starting to bloom yesterday. Now, as I said, I think that's the hot, sunny weather has really brought that on faster than expected. And I expect the numbers will increase rapidly now this past week. Also, this is the time when the berry season begins. I have found and eaten a few wild strawberries. Well, this past couple days, I had the tame strawberries for the first time. Much, much larger than the wild ones, and they're starting to get ripe as well. And then there are the red elderberries. Now, the elderberry is a small tree, has white blossoms that bloomed in May, and they're one of several that are going to have berries, but they're the first ones. And I find these red berries usually don't last very long. They're out there right now, though I saw plenty of them yesterday. In addition to that, the warmer weather has brought about a number of other responses. Last week, Sunday morning, I was down at the lake in the early morning, and I experienced an incredible emergence of dragonflies. They were all the same kind, as far as I can tell, calico pennants. Calico pennant is a rather small dragonfly. It has spots on its wing, and that's about all that distinguishes them. Anyway, they emerge in the darkness, and then as the dawn comes across them, they stretch out. When they pull their body out of an exoskeleton, and that exuvia is called, is left on the plant. And then they stretch out the wings, pump fluids into it, and bask in the sun until it feels warm, and then they take off flying. And I just happened to be there to watch a tremendous amount of that. There must have been hundreds of them.
Mm.
It was interesting to note that the next day there was hardly any, and 2 days later I didn't see any at all. And so they apparently emerged, and they do most of their feeding, I found, out on roadsides and fields, and they will sit out on the top of a branch and wait for insects to come along, and then they grab it in midair. But a tremendous amount of that going on. The other thing is, besides the dragonflies, are the butterflies. We're getting a good variety of butterflies. I was checking yesterday. I must have had at least a dozen kind in just my walking and bicycling, and they take advantage of the sunlight and the warmer weather. We are still getting some of the earlier butterflies, such as the tiger swallowtail, and then we're getting some of the later ones, the orange and black fritillaries that are often out in fields are showing up in pretty good numbers now as well. And two kinds of cicadas I heard calling in the heat of the day, and then, of course, for those who stick around after dark, the fireflies. Fireflies have been very consistently showing up here about 9:40. 9:40 is a little over a half hour after sunset. The bats show up at about 9:30, and the fireflies show up about 9:40. And the fireflies have been really interesting to watch. They go among the taller plants. There is a numbers of populations of fireflies dropping a lot in much of the country, and there is a movement to try to help to save fireflies, and one of the ideas is to not mow as lawns as much as we do and let some of this taller plants grow, because that's where they seem to be doing the best. In addition to all these things going on, we also, with this rain, are going to get some fungus. And probably the mushroom season will really proliferate if this rain amounts to something of good numbers. And then we can't forget the fledglings. The July is a time when the baby birds are leaving the nest. And I had two examples of that last couple of days. One of them was a family of song sparrows this morning. And then yesterday I came across some fledgling yellowthroats that had just recently left the nest, and I apparently got a little bit too close to them. So bird songs are still going on. They're on their way down a bit, but they're still going on. And, yes, the days are starting to get shorter,
mm-hmm.
15, 16 minutes shorter now than it was at the solstice. But we will be experiencing the bright nights with a full moon coming up this week. So, as always, plenty going on in the world of nature. Enjoy.
Thank you, Larry.
And thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning at 9:30 for Weekend Outdoors.